Elliot Lake's new council agrees that some matters the city is dealing with have to be done behind closed doors. The issue was raised at a special meeting Monday evening lasting about 9 minutes when council decided to move several matters on the agenda into closed session discussions rather than an open council for the public to learn what the issues were. The issue of closed council sessions was a high point during the recent municipal election when many of the candidates vowed if elected, they would limit the number of closed sessions and, in that degree, make voters more aware of discussions taking place at council. Since taking office in December, Elliot Lake Council has had several closed meetings dealing, in part, with the sale of the former mall and civic center properties. Those same closed talks have dealt with the sale of those properties or portions of them. The Municipal Act of Ontario allows and stipulates that council discussing matters such as property sales and personnel matters could remain closed to public discussion. The issue was raised by veteran councillor Norm Mann, who is serving his fourth term on council. I think it's important not to trivialize the importance of going into closed to discuss personal matters, Cown. Mann said of what council considers sensitive matters. He said council would make public any decisions reached on matters discussed in closed session and that council has agreed to go into closed when it's needed. Acting Mayor Andrew Wannan said all of council agrees about dealing with the issues in closed session when needed. He agreed that council would make any decisions public, but he felt now that keeping discussions closed was necessary. We have a mandate to be open, but this is policy, and this is the way it needs to be done first, he said. If anything is to be reported, we will try and do it immediately after the meetings, but for now, this is the way we have to proceed.